pretty much all market size oysters.
For hundreds of years, watermen in the Chesapeake Bay have made a living harvesting oysters.
We just got finished harvesting about 750,000 oysters that were closer to this size.
But in the last 50 years, the number of oysters has declined dramatically. Tommy Leggett is an oyster restoration and fisheries scientist with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, an environmental organization that works to protect the bay's resources.
And our population is down to 1 to 3% of historical levels. So consequently, our bay's water quality is down likewise.
Graham Blake grew up here on Sarah Creek, a tributary to the bay. His father and grandfather made a good living as watermen, harvesting, transplanting, fattening, and then reharvesting oysters from this creek. It was an early form of oyster farming, and in the 1940s and 50s, his family could harvest 200 to 300 bushels of oysters a day. But Graham says those days are long gone.
Well, none of it, like my father made his living, that's not, is non-existent. There are some of them that are still trying to make a living on water, oystering, and crabbing and so forth, but they got to do a lot of things. They can't just do it in one industry anymore. That pier right there is the one that my dad used back in the 40s and 50s to unload the oysters.
In the late 1950s, parasites introduced from foreign oysters began to kill the Chesapeake Bay oyster population. Graham and Tommy are now stocking the creek bed with hundreds of thousands of disease-resistant young oysters. When they reach adulthood, they are transplanted to state sanctuary reefs on the bay.
Since 2000, we've been attempting to grow about 1 million oysters a year as broodstock to be placed on state sanctuary reefs to help jumpstart rivers. So to date, we've produced about 5.5 million oysters that we've transplanted onto a number of reefs throughout the Virginia portion of the Chesapeake Bay.
Throughout the course of the year when we're growing these, we pull them up 2 or 3 different times. And pressure wash them, wash them off. We'll pull out some of the crabs and predators that get in there.
The project seems to demonstrate that watermen and other entrepreneurs can grow oysters on the bay using aquaculture techniques.
We pretty well demonstrated it, and over 6 years we've had a number of industry people come out and visit our site. There's been a number of industry people who have scaled up and are growing more oysters than we are now and have dwarfed what we're growing. So oyster farming in the bay is just getting ready to take off.
According to Leggett, the number of commercial operations growing oysters on the bay will dramatically increase in the next several years. But his primary goal is to restore the natural oyster population to what it once was. It is a goal, he says, may not happen in his lifetime.
We're just learning some of the pitfalls and the roadblocks that we're going to encounter. And when we learn mistakes, we try and learn from our mistakes and change the way we do things. And it will happen in time. It's just not going to happen in the short term.
Jeff Swikord, VOA News, on Sarah Creek.
That Mimi and I collected that are as big as those ones you just saw. And they're out there in those other two cages. And then